Investing is an emotional business, especially during volatile times. Here with some insights on investor psychology and ways to avoid costly mistakes is Sneha Jose, Director of Behavioral Finance at Stifel. Sneha, great to have you here. I'm interested to learn more because from the work you do, I'd love to know if you find people care more about losing money or making money, and how might that sort of inform the way they react to volatility?
Yes, no, thank you so much for having me. You know, an emotional time indeed. And while the situation sort of remains tense, investors are definitely reacting, feeling stressed and anxious with what's going to happen and how their portfolio is going to react over the sort of the near term, right? So I think that said, the a few tips, and you mentioned sort of the losses and how investors would react. I think a few tips to keep in mind while we navigate through this uncertainty is one sort of, you know, history repeats itself. So you go back 90 plus years and take a look at the S&P 500, and you will see that markets have survived events such as these. You know, on average, the correction is about 5%, and it takes about 45 to 50 days to recover. And if you look at sort of intra-year declines, you know, you'll see markets react for a different, for a variety of different reasons. But for the most part, the calendar year remains positive. So that's number one. The second one is sort of the time in the market versus trying to time in the market. It's really challenging to try to time the market, especially in times such as these. Panic selling is a very common investor misstep. So investors, you know, are mostly for the, you know, no matter how you look at the data, investors are generally rewarded to spend time in the market versus trying to time in the market. And then the third thing is, if you are feeling uncomfortable in times like these, I think it's important to sort of get a gut check of your portfolio. Look under the hood, look at, you know, assess your risk tolerance, your asset allocation, your investment mix, and your behavioral preferences. And that brings me to sort of some of these biases that we should be aware of as investors. You know, you mentioned loss aversion, very, very common investor bias. It just hurts twice as much on the way down as opposed to the gains. Herd mentality, very common to sort of follow the herd. We saw this exceptional phenomena with meme stock mania, but this time it could be in the reverse direction. The other sort of biases that come to mind are availability bias. There is a lot of information being thrown at us at this point via news, social media, 24/7 information. And sometimes what happens is you tend to react to the current environment and you sort of rule out potential, other potential outcomes. And then there's home bias, right? Sometimes investors are just, you know, looking at sort of how they're positioned domestically versus internationally. Again, a good time to see how the mix is and what is your comfort level. So a lot of this is about the emotional aspect and how you feel, because markets are going to go through cycles and there's going to be these different events that come, but how, you know, how you can stay calm, sort of stay the course and stay invested.
So Sneha, you mentioned herd mentality, which I think it's really easy to give into that during such volatile and frankly confusing times. You're sort of crowdsourcing your decisions. Would you say that's sort of the number one, let's call it, mistake that the average investor makes? What could you point to as the one thing investors are doing that's not helping their portfolio in times like these?
I think the herd mentality, definitely. I think that is something that is very natural to sort of just react in the current scenario. And the other one is recency bias. It's another bias we are subject to because we are looking at sort of, we're always looking at the shortest frame of time, right? We're looking at the current events. And there is this need to react because, you know, there's a famous example, right? The system one, system two of thinking, where when there is uncertainty, when there's volatility, you tend to want to react emotionally. And that sometimes could hurt your performance and your portfolio in the long run.
So Sneha, what should investors know or maybe ask themselves when they're figuring out their own investor psychology so they don't give in to some of these biases that you've been talking about?
Yes, great question. So we measure a dimension labeled as composure. So how much short-term risk you can withstand, because most investors are long-term and typically have about 20 years of investment horizon. But composure is a measure of how you can sort of, you know, how much you can react, how much you can withstand some of these short-term market gyrations. And that level, if it's high, it means that the investor is going to get stressed and anxious in times like these. And that's something that we really pay attention to. So investors who tend to react strongly, we try to come up with strategies that can protect the downside, create some kind of defense mechanism in their portfolio, create a strategy that can smooth out the path of returns over a long run. So it's really trying to see how much you can react in these short-term market gyrations. You know, some investors tend to stay calm and composed and don't really react. And, you know, they can sort of navigate the short term a lot easier than some other investors. So it's really it's important to find out, you know, how you're wired and how you would react and what kind of portfolio is then built for you that you can withstand these short term market swings.
And before I let you go, you talk about something called anchoring bias, when an individual relies too much on the first information they encounter when making a decision. Why do we need to be careful about that?
Yes, you know, it's a great example, because anchoring bias is like you look at a price of an item, and then you are anchored to that number. And I think that is, again, important when you look at sort of investing as well, right? Think about it. Sometimes, you know, you go back 20 years and you stay the course, the prices have gone up subsequently, and you haven't really, you're not going to have that regret that you missed out. But if you sort of stick to that anchoring bias where you think that this should be the price, sometimes it ends up sort of leading into missing out in the long run in terms of looking at your overall investment portfolio.
Fascinating stuff inside the mind of the investor. Sneha Jose, Director of Behavioral Finance at Stifel. Thanks so much.